Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And all right, this week, we're just going to jump into it before Dalton can say something that delays the show. New Incredibles 2 trailer.
Woo.
Yes, we got another Incredibles 2 trailer. We got a lot more information about Incredibles 2. Still really excited about this movie. Dalton's still reeling from that comment.
I like the first trailer, but I think this one got me way more into it now.
That was a more full trailer, too.
Yeah.
That
helped.
Yeah, you got to see more Frozone, and that's what I care about.
I just like the beginning. Wash your hands with soap. I'm like, man, I do that to my kid, too. Well, not that that's her kid, it's her brother, but.
Right.
I was like, did you wash your hands? Well, go. What? Go. I understand her.
the super speed adds an extra layer of fun to that.
I know.
It's a good time. But yeah, really, really excited about Incredibles 2. Like, I want to see it.
I'm still trying to figure out that Lego game, how that's going to work. Like, are they for real going to give me a Lego game with six characters? Like, and I know, like, because the movie's going to be amazing. I literally don't have to think about the movie until it comes out. It's this game, because I love Lego games, and I love The Incredibles, and it doesn't make sense they haven't given me enough details.
I mean, what would be cool is if they give it to you, like, if you get a game during the era of the superheroes, whenever.
I think that's what it's supposed to be, because one of the press releases even said, like, and all of the heroes, like, other heroes alluded to in the first movie.
Okay. Because, yeah, that would be really cool, like, if you got to play during the era of the superheroes, and, yeah, you just got to do stuff. You know, before superheroes had to go into hiding and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Let me raise you one better, because this is what I wanted, and I didn't hear about that press release, so I guess now I'm a little bit more, like, anxiety-free about this game. A Pixar Lego game where, like, I just get Monsters, Inc. characters, too, and, like, other characters. Because, like, that's what I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm cool with that, too. But, like, it's just like, all right, I love The Incredibles, but you literally have six characters that I can play as.
Well, and that would be great, but there is no way in hell they would call that Lego Incredibles.
Right.
That would be, they would call that Lego Pixar. Because as much as people love The Incredibles, that's
they're
not
better.
What's, like, people aren't going to buy that expecting it to be, like, there's no reason they would just call it that.
Plus, Disney did a game like that and didn't do well. Called Disney Infinity.
Well, all right.
That's a little different.
That's different. Because I won't have to spend $15 to play as Frozone. Also, if they ever do a Lego Pixar game, I'm really happy I don't have to ever use the Frozen characters because I have Frozone. And there's no way that any of them will have a power that he won't already have.
Man, playing as Hero, though, in Disney Infinity is really fun.
No, I love Disney Infinity. Oh. He's trying to throw shade on it. I love that game.
I mean, I never played it. It's just
so much fun.
It's pretty fun.
Commercial market. Well, it wasn't really a failure.
It just
until it got to 3.0 or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. Like the numbering system and how the games worked.
I was just like Skylanders.
I mean, I understood it while I worked there, but once they got to like 2.0 and 3.0, because apparently some figures worked from 3.0 in the older games and some of them didn't. And yeah, it was weird. Because with Skylanders, it was pretty set. Like you had the first game. Then they released a second game. Characters from the second game didn't work in the first game, but the first game worked in the second.
Which makes perfect sense.
Right. Yeah. But when you have characters that are forwards or backwards compatible, man, that's weird.
What?
Backwards and forwards compatible.
Just got to buy more figures.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah. No, you can still find them for like
$2. Yeah, you can, but
yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a thing we really have to worry about now because that fad has seemingly died a terrible, terrible death.
Hooray!
Yeah.
We're even getting the real Spyro game again.
Yes.
Yay!
Well, a remake of a Spyro game, anyway.
It's the real Spyro game.
It is. Is this not? Oh, okay. That was weird.
Oh, are you waiting for an old school nerd up? And we have to restart.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, like, it just wasn't moving with the screen. That was weird. But, yeah, no, we have been recording. We have not lost any audio. Anyway, Jessica Jones has been renewed for a third season.
Good.
Yes.
With the way the second season ended, like, I needed a third season. I very much need a third season.
Yep. I'm also just really terrified that at some point we're going to find out that Disney's just going to say, hey, look, all those Netflix shows, we kind of own almost half of Hulu, so that's all coming over here now.
Okay, so that would suck a lot, but I would be much less mad about it now that I have a super cheap Hulu account.
Oh, did you do that Spotify deal?
Yes. Because it popped up on my phone when I was at the gym a couple days ago, and I dismissed it, and I forgot about it until last night when I really wanted to watch, I don't remember, Bob's Burgers. I don't know why. I just really wanted to watch Bob's Burgers. And I was like, wait, Spotify told me I'd get 3 months for a dollar.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, nice.
It's like, score.
Yeah, no, it's a super cool deal. The only downside is that you can't do the ad-free version.
Yeah, it's Hulu. It's mm-hmm. I didn't realize that they just called their basic membership the limited commercials.
Yep.
Limited my ass.
Oh, yeah, I mean, no.
Maybe when you're comparing it to like watching a movie on TBS,
then they're
limited.
Because you get at least four commercials during a
show.
And
they're all a minute, minimum.
And it's the same four.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah. No, there's a reason.
Did you know there's a commercial where a guy calls his wife who's an astronaut and she's in space and she can unlock the car with her smartphone that she pulls out in space? There's... I've had a lot of time to deconstruct it, Dalton.
It's the fact that he's had the time is funny, not the commercial.
No, it's because they show that commercial once a commercial break every episode.
I will
watch
tell
something.
You, one that's way worse, DirecTV Now's On Demand.
I mean, that's how Sling was, too. Sling TV was awful with that.
Yeah, their on-demand stuff, it was the same commercial for that one channel. I can't tell you what it is, but True TV has a magic show that they are really proud of.
Yeah, that's the reason that $2 is absolutely worth it to me for the commercial-free version. Because holy crap. Oh my God, Hulu is
the worst. You just get through the shows faster.
Mm-hmm.
The problem for me, though, is so now it's not $2 different.
It's 10.
It would be like $10 different because after the first 3 months, it just adds on to my Spotify bill.
Yep.
And so instead of paying $10 a month for Spotify, I pay $13 a month for Spotify and Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
No, it's...
I mean,
it's
except for the commercials, but yeah. That's
it's
a
super
deal.
Solid deal, and I thought about doing it because it's not just for new customers. If I downgraded my Hulu account to, like, the ad light version, then I could get the same deal, but...
But I am a new customer. Like, I didn't have Hulu before this.
Right.
Like, I think I probably did, like, a free trial or way back in the original days of Hulu where you didn't need a membership. It just limited the things you could watch.
Like
back in the good old days.
Yeah, I think that's when I had an account.
Yeah, back when there was Hulu and then Hulu Plus.
Yep.
And then it just became Hulu.
Yeah.
And they said no more free.
But yeah, like, so, I mean, I wouldn't... Yeah, it would suck because I like Netflix because there is no commercials in Netflix. That's where it has really kind of been this whole time. I don't care. Just as long as I can get it, I want that third season.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I am more excited for the third season of Jessica Jones than any other Marvel thing right now, minus Infinity War.
That's saying something. I'm sure that it would be fine. Like, I don't have a problem with things going to Hulu, I guess, except that I just feel like it would be different because the Netflix produced series, they just kind of let them have free reign, and I'm worried that that wouldn't happen in the Hulu series.
I haven't seen any of Hulu's original stuff, so I don't know if they... I don't hear as much, like, I feel like the Hulu original stuff doesn't get the mainstream
attention,
exposure or attention or fanfare as, you know, look at anything Netflix has done original between like Stranger Things and all of that.
Yeah,
so I mean, maybe it would be like just empirically worse because of the way that they make
handle
things.
Their stuff. I have heard like what is it, Handmaid's Tale or Handmaiden's Tale?
That's
a Hulu original that's apparently incredible.
I think my roommates watched that one.
I don't know.
And then what was the Future Man? Was that a Hulu original?
I think so.
I want to say it was. I know.
No, because that was on. Nope, that was Last Man on Earth.
I think Future Man's a Hulu original as well.
Because it also stars Will Forte, doesn't it?
I don't think Will Forte's in Future Man.
Okay, maybe I'm just thinking of The Last Man on Earth, and I'm getting that confused.
Yeah. Either way, that was a really, really good show. And I think that was so...
But it didn't hit that, like, the zeitgeist of just pop culture, like something like BoJack Horseman.
Right. Yeah, no, the Netflix exclusives absolutely get a lot more attention, at least in, you know, our circles of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, Stranger Things is stupid popular in anything on Netflix, really, with certain exceptions. Okay, no, it's not anything. Because there are a lot of Netflix exclusives now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Currently, yes. But, like, you know, 2 years ago where, you know, oh, Netflix is... Have you heard the show House of Cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. You may not have seen it, but you've heard of it. Yeah,
Orange is the New Black. Orange.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, then, like, all the Netflix... Like, all the Marvel shows. Yeah. No, it's... I agree. We'll have to see what happens with it. I doubt Disney changes their mind on the Netflix stuff, the real bummer is just the number of characters are not going to get shows for now.
Right. At least on Netflix. Like, right. They could still do that stuff. It just won't be on Netflix.
And I'm afraid that then it wouldn't be connected.
Oh, yeah.
Which would suck. Like, yeah.
See, I don't know. If Disney's making them, then I feel like they would still be connected. Because, like, the Netflix stuff is currently connected to the movie universe in the sense that they're happening in the same universe. Like, yeah. There's not a lot of, you know, there's no, Coulson's not showing up or, you know, Robert Downey Jr.'s not in anything, but they very much are.
The incident and the characters from the incident.
Right.
And then you've got the, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does kind of the same thing,
mm-hmm.
where, like, it very much exists in the same universe and actually did have an impact in one of the movies, but a minor one.
But then the movies also, that's the thing that we talked about, like, I think it's the second season. That coincided with Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if you are not watching if you are not watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. week to week, then see Winter Soldier, and then in the 3-day period between that movie comes out and the new episode of Agents, you are screwed.
Because, yeah, it it very much spoils Winter each Soldier. Other. Yeah, each other. That's because you have to watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode lead up, then Winter Soldier, then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird thing that they chose. I'm really glad that they're not doing that anymore. They haven't had an MCU they haven't had one of the movies involved in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a while, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that was a terrible decision. Made a lot of people really mad. It was cool for the people that were absolutely doing both, like me, but for a lot of people, it sucked a whole lot.
Yeah.
Like, my boss had the movie spoiled for him because he wanted to keep watching the show.
Oh, that's
yeah, because, you know, the whole Hail Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. going down and everything. Yeah. Obviously, that's going to have an impact in a show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But
it'd be nice if there was a little bit of a buffer between.
Like, that should be the mid-season finale, the one right before that.
Yeah.
Because, right. If you wait to see the movie, and, like, the literally 3 days after the movie comes out, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on, you decide to watch that. Hydra's everywhere, which, up other than Captain America, like the first Captain America movie, not really a factor.
Yeah, definitely not a factor in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Now it's a huge factor. And then if you go in watching Winter Soldier and there's still really no mention of Hydra, except for when, you know, stuff hits the fan, it's like, oh, well, there's the thing.
There it is.
Yeah. But yeah, either way, I just don't think if you have the Netflix series that continue to go,
mm-hmm.
and then you have, you know, Hulu, or if Disney does decide to do their streaming service at this point, I mean, connected in that the characters will share appearances on show.
Okay, so Kristen Ritter show up on whatever Disney streaming service for Moon Knight.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
And that's the kind of a bummer. Or if they do a Hellcat show.
Yeah.
Then, because that would be a probably a more relevant one. You would expect to see Kristen Ritter show up
mm-hmm.
in Hellcat, but Netflix can't do a Hellcat series. It would have to be on the Disney service.
Because we talked about a couple months ago at this point of how there will be no more new, after Punisher was the last new character for
Netflix. Netflix Marvel has 6 titles, and mm-hmm. that's it. And they can't go beyond that. So, yeah, we're never going to get a Hellcat series, but it might show up on the Disney streaming service. So, yeah, we'll have to see. That's a whole lot of speculation. So, mm-hmm. some more speculation stuff. We got to see some on-set photos of the Titans costumes from that TV show coming up on... because that's gonna be on the streaming service, right?
I don't know.
DC streaming service.
And boy, do I wish they were better.
I think it's supposed to be the streaming service, if I remember correctly.
I have not been paying any attention to this because I just don't care.
Well, because I for a half second I thought it was gonna be on Freeform, and then I remembered no, Freeform is Disney, and that's getting the Cloak and Dagger, which we got a trailer for Cloak and Dagger that I completely forgot about until just now.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks
cool.
Kind of cool. But anyway, yeah, we got some photos, like on-set photos for the Titans costumes. We got to see, because we've already seen revealed to us Nightwing and Hawk and Dove. And the three of those looked incredible. Like, those costumes look great. But we got to see on-set, and it's important that I keep saying on-set, because I'm really, 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 really hoping There's a lot of editing in post.
That's what I was thinking, just staring at this. I was like,
because the first one was Starfire.
Oh, that one I didn't even look at.
Did you see
I was looking at Beast Boy and Raven.
Did you see her reaction on Instagram?
No.
It was kind of amazing.
What did she say?
Basically, she was just like, she just kind of talked about like how much she loved the character and how excited she was for people to see it, how it's supposed to be seen, and not some really crappy, over-the-fence paparazzi picture.
Yeah.
Because like, and then she also goes into oh, by the way, a lot of racists out there. You don't affect my day at all. Good luck.
What is her hair, though?
That's the problem I have with it. Because what I'm guessing, like, the jacket, it's likely cold where they're filming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's off camera. She's got a fur coat on.
Yeah.
This is not like, you know, on set filming. This right, is on set yeah. them.
Yeah.
This just is them chilling between scenes.
Between scenes in costume.
Okay, but the hair, though. Yeah.
But the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It can't be. If you can only take solace that it can't be worse than what's her name's
Medusa?
In Inhumans.
It actively looks worse than Medusa in that picture.
In that picture.
Yes.
But we saw what Medusa looked like in motion.
It looked pretty awful. So, yeah, it's like I said, I'm really hoping it's going to be different in post because, like, yeah. I don't dislike the costume, what I can see of it, because she is wearing a big fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the hair. It's just this terrible, terrible curly pink wig.
I don't really like the lipstick either, but that's just me.
From the three that we've seen this week, I'm not a fan of any of them. They just don't look good. Like, and it's, they just don't look good. I'm really hoping they do a lot of editing because I'm not like.
Like, I think your dress looks fine and stuff, but I don't know. I just can't stop looking at the hair.
The hair's so bad. Like, it just looks like a terrible, cheap pink wig. It's not. I think it was pink, wasn't it? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
It was pink.
Okay. Because, like, I'm thinking, like, surely they wouldn't have made it pink instead of, you know, the red-orange that it's supposed to be. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Shoot, I can be Starfire.
You have an accurate hair color for Starfire, yes.
Sonia.
But, yeah, and I mean, yeah, it's a black girl playing Starfire, which is fine. I have zero problems with that. It's just the hair.
Yeah.
It's so
That's
bad.
Immediately what I saw, too, is the hair. And I was like, ah.
Because, yeah, Starfire has some crazy hair. And, mm-hmm. yeah, depending on where you see it at, like an old Teen Titans cartoon.
That sounds like the worst version.
Right? Yeah, the old Teen Titans cartoon, it was like shoulder-length orange hair. Well, a little bit lower than that, I guess. But it wasn't anything too crazy. In the comic books, it's always kind of like, it almost looks like fire, mm-hmm. and it goes all over the place. In her original debut, it was super duper curly and everything, but looked like she had a mega perm that went all the way down below her feet, which, again, weird, but whatever. This curly pink wig is just bad, though. So, again, really hoping for some stuff in post. Then we got to see Beast Boy and Raven. I mean, they don't look bad. Like, Beast Boy should have green skin, but I mean, they might take it a different direction.
Well, if he's just chilling on set,
right? Like, again, it might be something different in post.
Yeah,
they might not go the makeup route for it, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't really get to see a good look at their costumes because of the clothing they were wearing to keep warm.
Yeah,
because Raven was wearing a jacket and pants. You could kind of see the black costume clothing underneath it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, kind of the same situation with Beast Boy. Mm-hmm. So we don't know a whole lot other than that. We've seen basically pictures offset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on set, but, you know, not
in character.
Not in character, not in filming. Not in filming is probably the most important part of that. So we'll see what it looks like afterward. But right now, I'm not excited about this.
Yeah.
No.
Daniel Craig says that Bond 25 will be his next project. So he's gone once again back on I'm never doing Bond again, which I'm glad for because I love Daniel Craig as Bond.
Well, he has already been confirmed for Bond 25. Like, we knew that was happening. It's just now we know it's happening imminently. If that's the next thing that he's working on.
I thought that he said he wasn't going to do Bond 25.
I mean, he did say that, but the studio made some sort of announcement a few months ago that, no, we've come to an agreement.
Wasn't it right after, like, didn't you guys do the Bond episode right after that announcement?
We did the Bond episode, Shannon and I did the Bond episode whenever, there was some announcement made. But it was still not, like, official.
Okay, because I thought there was a reason you guys did that was because of an announcement.
Yeah, there was a leak, I think.
There was like, a leak or some sort of, like, someone said something that made it sound like he was going to do it. And then, like, a week after we did that episode, he was like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then, like, a week after that, it was, no, he's doing it.
Yeah, and
fans,
if you haven't heard that episode, go back and find the James Bond episode. It's really good.
It's pretty solid. All right. I'm excited for it because Daniel Craig, I've said it before, he's my favorite Bond. I know he's not everybody's favorite Bond. That's a hot topic. Go back and listen to that show. You'll get to hear a lot of opinions. So we'll see where we go on that. Gabriel Luna, the Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., will be the next Terminator in the sixth Terminator film.
Will technically be the third Terminator film.
Oh, my God.
Because this is the movie they are doing and basically saying, hey, so everything we've made in the last, like, 15 years doesn't count.
Oh, God.
Is Genesis still canon?
No.
Oh, so, like, it's literally just T1, T2.
Terminator 1 and 2 are the only things within canon, because either because of events in this movie or because they're making this movie.
Well, there was the other, Salvation? Was that the...
Yeah, I mean, but T3, not canon.
Oh, yeah, no, T3 got wiped by the last Terminator movie that
Genesis.
Came out.
Because it was...
Was that Genesis?
Yeah, because it was T1, T2, T3, Salvation, Genesis, enter this movie.
I haven't seen a Terminator movie since T3.
Okay.
Genesis was okay.
I liked Genesis. I thought it was very watchable.
The only good one's T2.
T2 is the best one.
I watched one or two. I don't know which movie or movies I may have watched.
Was Schwarzenegger a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think a bad guy.
Was there a metal guy, like a that flowy metal guy?
What?
Like a liquidy metal guy that goes...
I don't know how long this was. I think lava might have been in one part.
That would be two.
Yep.
Okay. But she also said Arnold Schwarzenegger was a bad guy, so that would have been one.
I don't know.
Because that's the big
she saw one or the other.
Right. Because that's the big way to tell the difference between T1 and T2.
She saw one of the good ones.
I saw half and half, yeah.
Right.
Jason knows me.
But yeah, no, I really did like Genesis. Like, I thought it was pretty cool, and it would have wiped Terminator 3. But yeah, basically the way the story keeps going is, like, every time somebody fixes something in time, one side mm-hmm. or the other, someone else comes in and mm-hmm. changes it again.
So you're saying they use time travel as a crutch and it sucks and it just ruins their own story because they can't keep straight.
I mean,
time travel is garbage.
T2's still in canon, so they're doing one thing right.
Yeah, because no one had to go back in time in that one.
Because this
well,
movie is,
Arnold.
Yeah, about to say, no, they all go. That's how those movies work.
Yep.
Garbage.
So
how do you feel about Back to the Future?
Fine. Like, they... When the premise is time travel, it's fine. But whenever it's just a sci-fi movie that they decide, well, we don't know how to write anything, so we need to fix our own mistakes. Time travel. That's when it's garbage.
I mean, in fairness, time travel is arguably the premise of Terminator.
Because it's going
robot
back in
goes
time,
back in time to change the future.
And I'd give it to them if they did if it stuck with 1 and 2, but it doesn't. And it's just like, okay, well, we need to squeeze this lemon for as much juice as we can get. We don't really know how to do it. Just send him back in time again. Doesn't that totally, like, counteract everything else that we've done? Screw it.
Because, like I said, Terminator 3 and
Terminator. How do we explain that? Time travel. Done. Brilliant.
Yeah, 3 and Salvation were pretty bad. Genesis was, like I said, I really like Genesis.
No, but yeah, back to the, like, this will get me crucified. I don't care. Back to the Future has a lot of plot holes. Like, hey, you want to name our kid after the guy that we met for 2 weeks that you really, really wanted to bang? Yeah, that sounds great. By the way, what does our kid look like, that guy that we knew for 2 weeks that you really, really wanted to bang? No one's asking these questions.
Oh, God.
Don't at me. I don't care. I do not care enough to have a Back to the Future discussion with anyone listening. I love you. If you're listening to this, I love you, but I'd know.
I mean, in fairness, wasn't he their second child?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
because
he had
a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no chance that that was an over. Anyway, we're not going to get into that. That's another show. Tim Miller is directing this new Terminator film, so that could be interesting.
All right, I'm not familiar enough with the, that's not a name that I can immediately jump to. Is like, oh, he also did this. That'll be good. I really like the actor. I liked him as Ghost Rider a lot.
He was awesome as Ghost Rider. That was that was probably one of the best parts of that season. It was the best part of that season.
It was equal parts the best part and the worst part. The best part in that he was amazing and his portrayal as Ghost Rider was amazing and Ghost Rider the character was amazing. The worst part was there wasn't enough of it. He just had to kind of screw off for like half the season.
Yeah.
Which I did not appreciate.
Yeah, after the mid-season finale, like for the first half of that season, he was heavily featured. Mm-hmm. Second half, not so much, and then he came back at the very end of it.
Tim Miller directed Deadpool.
Yeah.
Neat.
Well, he just said he couldn't think of anything he directed.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I was being helpful to Tim.
I assumed that he knew Deadpool at least.
Nope.
No.
Oh. Like, literally, I could not.
I helped.
Gun to head, I would not be able to say a single thing that he had directed.
Huh.
But I very much enjoyed Deadpool.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he did.
So
the first,
it has a puncher's chance.
He did the first Deadpool movie, and he was supposed to do the second Deadpool movie, but mm-hmm. I think there was he had the falling out with Ryan Reynolds
because it was apparently a casting issue for Cable.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember what it was, but
he was really
way,
pushing for Keira Knightley.
I would have watched.
Oh,
it.
I would have been so okay with it.
Yeah, that could have been awesome. Anyway. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. You can find all your comic book needs there, as well as a phenomenal cup of coffee. They will be at Cape Comic Con next weekend, right?
That's this weekend.
Well, yeah. this 20th. Weekend.
Yeah, in 5 days.
Yeah, it starts the 20th. Ends the 22nd.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's the best way to get that turn.
April 2018. If for some reason you're listening 3 years from now, it's already happened.
Cape Girardeau Comic Con. Come check it out. It'll be fun. Lou Ferrigno's going to be there. So if you want to meet Lou Ferrigno.
I've genuinely, I've contemplated having him sign that same issue of Indestructible Hulk.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That I have Mark Waid signed.
Yeah. No, that'd be awesome.
I might.
We got our passes.
I know.
We can get in there and get that signed.
I'm glad you found yours, though.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, yeah, Cape Comic Con. And, yeah, they will be there brewing coffee this year in addition to just having it with them. So
it's going to smell real good.
It's going to smell real good in that corner of the building.
Oh, I hope my table is by them.
Also,
actually, that's probably dangerous.
This is how much I love Villainous Grounds people. I will talk about Back to the Future with them. If I get a message tomorrow, okay, we need to have a Back to the Future talk. Okay.
Now listen here, Lord.
Because I love them the most.
It's like, all right, David, you can add him. all right, so anyway. Comic book news. There's a new Titans team coming after the Justice League No Justice. Guys, I'm not entirely with it this morning. I just woke up, so it's morning to me.
Oh, no.
Listen, just move past it. New Titans team. Nightwing is going to be the leader of this team with Donna Troy, Raven, Natasha Irons as Steel, Beast Boy, and Miss Martian. And they're going to be going after the Metagene pandemic, which apparently starts with the Justice League No Justice run. Sounds very similar to a Young Justice storyline.
Yeah. A little bit.
Also worth noting that this Steel is the niece of OG Steel.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently she has been Steel before.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's putting all that stuff back on.
I really like this team. I'm very bummed. I don't know where this puts Roy Harper. I don't know where this puts Wally West. Characters like Omen and he's not Aqualad, but Aqualad.
He was the original Aqualad.
Yeah, he was the original Aqualad. So I don't know where they go.
Yeah, because that's Gar and as Aqualad. But yeah, then because he doesn't have his own comic book. Wally West doesn't have his own comic book. And yeah, same thing with Roy Harper. He used to be in Red Hood and the Outlaws. But since that changed to Bizarro and Starfire. Not Starfire.
Super Strong Girl.
I don't remember her name.
Oh,
I don't remember who's
in it. I can't think of it either.
It's Bizarro, and I can picture her. She's got the red hair. She's like a barbarian looking lady. I'm Googling it. He could always land there again. He could always go back to that story.
That's true.
But I just especially with the kind of the fallout of what's been going on in the Titans book recently, I really like this team and this team's dynamic. And it kind of seems like they had a lot of work to do as a team to kind of really come back together as the cohesive unit that they are supposed to be.
But instead,
and I'm bummed that it either we're not really going to get that, or because I am a couple issues behind. So they could, that is something that could already be resolved, but that feels like something that shouldn't be resolved in just a handful of issues.
Yeah, well, because I know the Titans book is not
I also don't want them to just, like, break up.
Yeah, because that Titans book is not getting renewed. And
is it starting as a new one, number one?
Yeah.
Oh.
At least I'm pretty sure that's what it's doing. That was heavily implied in what I was reading, that it's going to be a new book.
Dave and Mary Jo, let us know. Because they would know.
They would.
I would hope so.
Because orders are likely coming through. Well, no, it's probably not for a while. Because No Justice doesn't start until May? Next month?
Oh, they would.
Next month, though.
Yeah, they would know.
I don't know how early they have to put in orders.
I don't know how comic books work, but they tell me my like action figure orders. Because you can also do special order action figures through them. Thanks. I got my Deadpool wave in. Almost got that done. But they tell me like...
Well, toys are a little different.
Yeah, but they just told me about the X-Men wave that they already have mine ordered, and that's in August. I know it's different, but what I'm saying is they probably do, because that's only a month out.
But anyway, Hazel?
Not only did I forget her name, I forgot the word for Amazonian. It's Artemis, and she's an Amazonian. She's not a barbarian. Fake nerd girl.
Well, you said barbarian, and I was like, what? Well, okay.
I mean, well, because she's not like Wonder Woman is an Amazonian, but she like looks like a normal, like well, yeah, a normal like, Earth whenever, woman.
Whenever you said that, I went to like the first person that popped into my head was what's her name? She's one of Darkseid's girls that turned into a good guy. Starts with a B.
Bertha?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's not Big Bertha.
That was, at least I think that's who I'm thinking of.
Bartha?
I think it's Bartha.
Barda. Barda. B-A-R-D-A.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. That sounds very right.
Big Bertha was a wrestler. It's not who.
Bertha Faye.
She almost killed Daphne.
Son okay. of a... Nope, not the right... Mm-hmm. Nope, wrong show. It but yeah, happens, no, but it bleeds into...
But yeah, it's Artemis. And like, but she is a... She's an Amazonian, but I don't think... And maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I'm pretty sure the handful of pages I read from that, she was larger. Like in a... Not like fat, but like she was tall and... Very, very strong. Like bigger than Jason Todd.
Built like a brick outhouse. Because
she's supposed to be Wonder Woman's height. So, and Wonder Woman's taller than
an average person.
Yeah, I mean, she's as tall.
I even thought, like, even for, like, by Amazonian standards, I thought she was tall. On the larger end.
I don't think so. Because Wonder Woman's as tall or taller than Bruce.
I also may just be getting her and Barda confused, which is entirely possible.
Yeah, because Big Barda is definitely who I was thinking of when you said, like, barbarian. I was like, maybe that's who? Okay, I'll let him look it up. Because, yeah, no, I used to be really into that. Red Hood and the Outlaws back in the New 52, the first few issues of it, except for Starfire's costume.
And the way Starfire acted.
I mean, that was very Starfire.
Oh, God, it was so weird.
I liked the first issue of this, of the Rebirth Red Hood, because it was he actually gets confronted by Batman because he thinks he's killing people again, but he's not. He's just like, it's the thing where, okay, well, all of your symptoms mimic death, but you're still alive. So everyone thinks he's, because he's like trying to like penetrate this like deep underground thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he becomes he has to convince people that he's killing again.
Gotcha.
And it was interesting. It wasn't interesting enough, and I had already like added so many Rebirth books at the launch that I just couldn't justify keeping up with it.
Yeah, no, it's entirely fair. That was a lot of books. So yeah, we're gonna get to see new Titans books. So could be good. Like the team, I love. The team actually sounds really, really cool. So we'll have to see. I do wonder why Donna Troy's on the current Titans team, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I think that's the only one.
Read off the team again.
Because it was Raven's. Because I know Raven, Beast Boy, and Miss Martian's not in anything. Raven and Beast Boy are
Teen Titans.
And then yes, Natasha Irons hasn't done anything in a long time. And then yeah, Miss Martian, same thing, hasn't been mentioned in a long time.
Yeah, because so Titans was Flash.
It's
Nightwing,
Dick, Donna, Nightwing, Gar, Omen,
and
Wasp.
Blue Beetle.
No, Bumblebee.
Yeah, Yeah.
And Roy and Wally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blue Beetle's just had his own book. I think he's
Teen
Titans.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I thought.
I don't think he's in, I don't even think he's in Teen Titans.
I don't think he had, not of what I've read, but I mean, I'm not crazy far.
I
don't think
I dropped it pretty early too. I read the first arc and then I was.
Yeah, I have it. I just really bad at reading. Unless it slides.
I mean, if you looked at the stack of comic books next to my bed, like.
I let myself get real far behind. Yeah. And God of War comes out on Friday, so I don't see myself getting caught up anytime soon.
Oh, God. All right. So, yeah. Geoff Johns and Jason Fabok are going to explore the Three Jokers mystery. Which, for those of you that haven't kept up with that storyline, back in the New 52, towards the end, Batman set in Darkseid's Mobius chair, and that's where he found out that that Joker is not just one person.
Well, and it didn't reveal that then. He basically sat in the chair and asked, who is the Joker? Okay. It showed him the answer, and all we saw was, that's not possible.
Okay, yeah, that's... Yeah.
And then I don't remember if it actually addressed the whole Three Jokers thing in New 52, because it says it's a rebirth thing.
Right, and I don't remember, because at this point, like, it was really long ago, mm-hmm. and I know that happened at the tail end of New 52.
Yeah, because that was during
the... And then
it was
continued in Rebirth.
That was the Darkseid Wars.
Yeah, which was right after
that happened.
It was that was, like, right after Endgame, wasn't it?
It was or roughly the same time. Yeah. I don't remember the timing there, because I wasn't following Justice League at the time.
Regardless, Batman finds out that there are three Jokers.
And it's basically like 60s Joker.
And then two different Jokers then, that he was dealing with inside the New 52.
Which was cut off face Joker and then Endgame Joker.
Right.
So apparently those are like the three. I think those are the three.
Because the assumption for Endgame Joker was that like faceless Joker landed in a Lazarus pit.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that's not the case or might not be the case.
And then like his body actually has like some sort of metal that... is what is the Lazarus Pit is based on.
It's weird.
It was a weird thing. I dug it. I thought it was cool, but it was weird.
And we haven't heard anything about it since. Like mm-hmm. I said, this was right towards the very beginning of Rebirth, which at this point is almost 2 years old.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I like Geoff Johns a lot. I think that I'm glad it's another thing that in a Batman universe that's not just getting handed to Bendis.
Yeah. Well, Bendis.
Because I'm already mad about Bendis gets to do the Joker Catwoman the marriage thing,
because apparently that's happening in a Justice League book or something like that.
I don't know,
or some kind of Justice League event. Regardless, yes, I am happy to see Geoff Johns do this, because Geoff Johns is awesome. Big fan. Okay, yeah, the next little bit of news we got. So the final issue of Batman White Knight came out, and
did it? I thought number seven. I thought we just bought number seven.
I thought we bought number eight.
I thought it was seven.
I could have
sworn. Because I remember looking at it and being like, oh, I can finally read this again. Oh, wait, no, there's still one more issue.
I could have sworn we bought number eight, but maybe not.
I also wasn't paying a whole lot of attention because, like I said, I'm waiting until they all come out before I finally read it.
All right, never mind. Yeah, you're right. It's number seven. Number eight comes out May 9th.
Okay.
Okay, so either way, once that ends, so that is coming to an end. And right now, apparently around the offices, they're calling it the Murphyverse, because it is a completely different universe. If you guys have listened to the shows at all, like the Comic Book Show or this one, I have been really, really enjoying this storyline. It's really, really cool. And it's just a completely separate universe. It has nothing to do with the main comic book universe. So one of the things that people have been speculating on, since it's been selling extraordinarily well, will there be any more books in this universe, you know, with Batman, with, you know, any of the other characters, because all the villains still exist. It has one of the coolest looking Banes in any like comic universe I've ever seen. Just really dug that. Sean Murphy couldn't confirm that it was going to keep going, but if it keeps selling well, then I imagine DC is going to keep letting him make more comics in it. So he went ahead and revealed some of his rules for the Murphyverse going forward, and I actually really dig these, so I wanted to read it, and I feel like a lot of other people should pick up on this. When someone dies, they stay dead, period. That's rule number one.
Yes.
Rule number two, every book comes out on time, which, cool.
I feel like that's everyone has that rule.
Right. Like that's just not one that you can realistically stick to.
And it's pretty easy to say, like, okay, every book comes out on time. When you are 7 issues released of your 8 issue arc and you don't know if you're going to do more.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Good on you, but okay.
No narration balloons unless it's a voiceover and a flashback, which, whatever, I don't really care.
See, I don't like that for Batman.
Oh, you like the narration balloons?
Like, because it's the whole thing, like, that's always been Batman to me. Where, he's thinking it out, so the narration bubbles always made sense. That's what made Dark Knight Returns so amazing.
I mean, yeah, going through the mind of the detective is helpful for that.
But that's just a me thing.
No, yeah, because I'm similar, because I would much rather it be a thought bubble, and like that instead of just talking out loud to no one.
Gotcha. All right, so, yeah, that was rule number 3. Rule number 4, no excessive amounts of variance to burden comic shops. At most, there will be 2, the main cover and the variant for the super passionate collector.
And boy, have those White Knight variants.
Whew. I've almost bought both several weeks. 1 week actually got me to buy both of them.
Oh. Jesse, I have every cover. Just throwing that out there. I have you beat on something.
You do.
Yes.
Because I have not bought every cover.
They have been really cool. It's that thing where I've just always gone, because I've only read the first 2 issues. I'm not super digging it from what I've read. That's why I'm just going to read it all as graphic novel style.
That's fair.
But yeah, so I've just been buying the main.
Yeah, I've been buying just whichever one I like more. And like I said, there was 1 week where I bought both of them. The artwork on those covers.
I did just buy both covers of Batman this week, though. But
me
that
too.
Was...
I can't pick. They're so pretty. They're so pretty. I'm not even doing a joke. Like, those are some of my favorite covers.
Sometimes I just leave them there for next time I come back.
I'll have to decide later.
They sat there for a week, and I was like, all right, well, I guess I got to buy them this week.
I did break that rule again, because they had, for Batman this week, they had... One issue was the Batman in his tux looking to the mirror and seeing him himself in costume. The other cover was Catwoman in her wedding dress looking in the mirror.
Oh, you need both of those.
Because they match.
Yeah.
Yep, they match.
Yeah,
so.
You got
them in the same sleeve. One's facing this way, one's facing that way.
Yeah, you have to.
Because they can't see each other before the wedding. That's bad luck.
That's legit to buy both.
Yes, I thought so too.
Especially because and it's like, Jesse, this is a very rare thing. It's not a Tim Sale variant. The variant's not done by Tim Sale.
That's true. That's true. All right. Number 5, there will be at least 1 awesome vehicle in each book. Which, weird rule, I'm down.
I mean, yeah, as long as it's not like, okay, well, this is the story I want to tell in this issue. They're not going anywhere. So we got to shoehorn in something.
Hopefully, if they ever do something like that, it's one of those things, like it's a background piece and a panel. Yeah. Like, you just see, the 60s Batmobile just chilling in the, a small part of the background or something.
Like, in the Batcave or something, yeah.
Or a Bat drone. It's a vehicle. It travels. It technically counts. Like, Sean Murphy, you're bending it right there a little bit.
And then another one of my favorite rules. This is his last rule, and it's one of my favorites. No complicated series or events. White Knight will be easy to get into, whether you read comics or not.
Again, so easy to do. Whenever you are in an alternate universe all by yourself.
Yes.
With no possibly tie into
it. You would have to make your own book to tie into the other book that's just yours.
The thing is, if he's talking about a Murphyverse where other books can happen inside of this universe, then yeah, that's still an important rule.
If he's bringing in other creative teams that hey, this is the story. Like, if they pitch him a story they want to tell. Like, okay, and then this will take place in that Murphyverse, then yeah, but they have to follow those rules.
Because it's one of those things I've talked about before. Like, I'm absolutely okay with crossover issues. Mm-hmm. Like, that's super cool. I don't want so many in a row. Like, that's what killed Green Lantern in the New 52 for me. Mm-hmm. Because there was a solid, 3 or 4 months just in a row where if you wanted the Green Lantern story, you had to be buying all 4 Green Lantern books, even if you only wanted to read about Hal Jordan.
Yep.
And that was miserable because I wanted to read Hal Jordan and I wanted to read the Red Lanterns. That was it.
Yeah.
But event after event after event after event. And yeah, that's a good rule. And you're right. It is easy for him to say that when there's only 1 book in the universe. But, you know.
For the future, and if he does, because a lot, I know I'm kind of in the minority of White Knight and maybe I will change my mind once I've read more of it, but like a lot of people are super digging it, and that's cool. And if we get another kind of interesting universe to have to house these characters, I'm all for it.
Yes.
So it's not like I'm hoping this fails or I hope it doesn't continue. It's just like it's easy to make these rules when you don't necessarily have to worry about it. Yeah, it'll be a whole other thing like come next year and you have like three different teams doing three different books within this universe. Let's see how that holds up.
Right. And there are a few of them, like the books will always be on time. Like, yeah, no, that's a dumb rule to have because, yeah, like you said, everybody has that rule.
Unless you already have all of the books ready before you release the first one.
Yeah, like,
which if you did, good on you. Also, F you for not making that a graphic novel. I'll pay 25 right now.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
So, like, delays happen.
Especially for things that, like, there are things that just are completely out of your control. Like, look at Bendis. Like, Bendis almost died.
Yeah. So we had a few books delayed because he was writing, like, four books at the time.
Right.
So, yeah. We'll see. Sean Murphy, it's very ambitious, and I'm excited about it.
They're good rules to have, but now that you've made them, it's just, like, it's just how my brain works. Of I'm just like, okay, let's see how you do. good on you, but yeah. All right. This is what you've said. And if it slips up, I'm going to be real mean. Because I am petty.
DC variant covers are going to remove logos. Which, yes.
Help me out.
What do you mean?
I want to know what logos they're removing.
All of them.
So is this going to be cover and title?
Presumably.
Huh. I was hoping full text list.
It would be better if it was full text list. But I'm going to bet that the
at least the title,
is still there. But yeah, like the issue number, the DC logo, Rebirth, all the other stuff. Yeah.
Put the barcode on the back of the book the way comic books should be made.
Yeah, because there are Marvel books that are doing that now.
Yup.
And I really like that. And then that's a big thing with...
like Curse Words does that too.
Yeah, I was about to say with IDW. And I think one other of the independent publishers do that too. I say independent. The smaller publishers do that too.
It's not Boom.
Yeah, I have no idea. But either way, I do like that idea, though, because especially like DC and Marvel are both pretty bad about really cluttering up at least the main cover. And then usually the variant cover has a little bit less information on it, but it's still a lot.
I will say New 52 probably was the worst offender of that. Because they would not only have the name of the book, the DC logo, the New 52 logo, the barcode and all of that information, but depending on like what week it was, Arrow season premiere,
yeah,
on books that were nowhere related to the Green Arrow.
Yep, because they really wanted to push the CW verse.
Marvel kind of would do that with like little squares for whatever movie was about to come out, but it was nowhere near. It didn't take up near as much real estate as DC did,
and almost never on the front cover.
Yeah,
unless it was directly involved in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Like as in if it was an Iron Man book that you were picking up, you might get something for like Avengers or Iron Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's yeah. I'm excited about that because they want to go with, you know, they want it to be more about the art for their variant covers. So good on you, DC, making good decisions. I approve.
Yes.
All right. The next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our good friends, Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at www.ps2jshow.com. You can find their social media links there. They've got them all posted. You can find all their backlog, and I highly recommend checking out their history of gaming episodes. It's good stuff. All right, Mega Man X Collection. We talked about it before. They did, in fact, split it into two games.
Baffling. Baffling.
I agree.
You have the good half and the bad half. Why would you not just put them together for 40?
And you don't even get, like, what, one is four games and the other one's three games?
No, it's they're both four.
One through four and then 5 through 8.
Oh, 5 through 8, yeah.
Yep.
I did 5 plus 3 equals 8.
Yeah.
And, hey.
That's all right.
It's like, it sounds like you get a lot of cool stuff with them. Mm-hmm. And, like, they will come with, like, there's a Sigma backstory animation, like, all the soundtracks, new original music, artwork. Like, it's going to come with really cool stuff, but, like... Who is going to buy? Who is very excited to be able to play X7 again? Because, like, 5 was okay. 6 was okay. 7 was awful. 8 was better than 7.
Yeah, but that was a low bar to clear.
Yeah.
What was wrong with 7?
They changed it to, like, a 3D. Like, the 3D modeling was, one, atrocious.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But 7 also, like, they went from, there was, like, 3D movement. but it was super slow and just it didn't work. Okay. And 8 basically they kept the same art style and the same animation, but everything stayed on the 2D plane.
Okay.
Yeah, they kind of, they improved it quite a bit.
Also, but the, like still... the voice acting was real bad. I think 7 was the one you didn't even play as X.
I think you
played as Zero and Axel.
I don't remember. I thought you played as X. But seven, I remember it
was
just 7,
liking it 7 a lot. Or 8 was you didn't play as X.
Because those like, were both.
I think it was 8.
Was it 8?
I think 8 was PS2, you played wasn't Zero.
It? Maybe.
Or was it or are they both PS1?
I don't remember. I think they were both PS2. I don't remember. It's irrelevant. But
either
like,
way, I didn't put a whole lot of time into those games because I tried.
And they just and 7 just was not good. No. Meanwhile, X1 through 4 are all like just, insanely loved.
Yeah.
The worst you can say about it is some of the upgrades you get aren't that useful.
Pretty much. Yeah, and they've got a new challenge mode in it. You will be able to buy the physical edition for $40, and mm-hmm. it will come with the cartridge for X1 through 4 and then a download code for X5 through 8.
That's for the Switch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they will be different. I think it's still download on the other consoles.
Oh, really?
I think. I could be wrong about that.
I didn't look into any of that, so I don't know.
I didn't look much into it either. The Switch is the one I was concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, the commercial is for the Switch, and, yeah, the Switch is what I want to have it on.
Okay.
So, that's what I... But either way, you can get them for $20 each, which, yeah, like Asa said, 5 through 8 is probably going to be the significantly lower selling.
And I'm wondering if they're going to, like, try to boost those by having all of the, like, super cool bonus stuff on that one, mostly.
It's a distinct possibility. Because I know, like, I think the second one does have the 5 through 8... has the X challenge mm-hmm. thing, which they didn't really give a whole lot of information about what that was.
I saw there was one thing where you can play as you fight against Chill Penguin and Frost Mammoth.
Yeah, that was
at the same time.
Yeah,
like stuff like that's super cool.
But I think that is in the 5 through 8
version.
Yeah, the collection, the X Collection 2, because mm-hmm. it's X Collection 1 and X Collection 2 is what you're buying it. And yeah, no,
that just makes no sense.
That's super bummer.
It's cool. I'm very glad that we're getting them finally because I've been wanting, because I have the X Collection for PS2.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I have the Mega Man Collection for PS2. I really wanted the X Collection for PS2, but it's like $80.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got really expensive.
So I'm glad we're finally getting another one, but I don't get it.
They're also remastering the 7 and 8
mm-hmm.
where they look quite a bit better.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to. Like, and that's not even a knock on the game specifically, just like that is they were a product of their time. And there was only so much they could do at that time.
Also, yeah. You were right. 7, you play as Axel.
Okay.
There we go.
Like, I think there's a point where you can play as X, but it's not like it's not your first playthrough.
Yeah, it just said he, like, retired from the battlefield.
Dumb. Dumb. It's still called Mega Man.
Yeah.
Should have been better.
And then you had like the Mega Man ZX games where you play as Zero.
Honestly, I kind of want those to come in a collection. Like all of those offshoot games.
The Game Boy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were actually pretty fun.
Some of those were really cool. Like I even liked the Battle Network games.
A lot of people did. I never played them, honestly. I don't know why. I just never did.
I think you'd like them because it is like basically you're on a side with 6 squares. They're on a side with 6 squares. And that's where you can kind of move.
Oh, yeah. One of those kind of.
It's like
yeah.
grid-based.
The grid-based combat.
Yeah.
I do like those style games. Mm-hmm. What up, Fire Emblem?
Yeah, right. That's what I was just thinking.
But I feel like you might play it and just be like, oh, it's like a worse Fire Emblem.
That could also happen. Yeah, so. That has happened to me before. all right, so Overwatch. Retribution has officially started. We talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Because we had seen some of the skins, but we didn't have much other information. Well, we knew it was going to be the Blackwatch storyline.
And then May got released like 3 hours after we did the show.
Yep. Yeah,
I was you. Because
we got to see May's skin. So, yeah, other than the ones we listed there, there was Pajama, which, yeah, just May in pajamas.
Yeah.
I dig it. And then, yeah, Reaper's Soldier 24 skin is my new favorite Reaper skin.
No, I still like Shiver. I like it, but I don't. It just reminded me of the Gabriel Reyes skin.
Yeah, it
kind of.
Because it is a lot that, but he has the big trench coat on.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have the sock hat on anymore. His face is significantly younger, so he's not, you know, battle scarred and all that good stuff like he is in the Gabe skin, but, the Blackwatch skin.
Lucio skin. What
the
up?
Lucio skin is awesome.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Oh, they made a skin based on Lucio's concept.
Concept art,
original concept art.
He's got like equalizers on his pants, so like when music's bumping, the squares are going up.
And it changes color depending. Yeah. They also added new voice lines for Enemy Lucio.
Yeah.
Enemy Lucio says his alt in Brazilian now.
They've been saying a lot of new voice lines, though.
Yes, they
like
added
every
a ton
patch,
of new voice
always...
lines in this content.
Yeah.
All right, give me a second.
Because there was, oh my God, there's like a new Junkrat one, and we were cracking up about it, but now I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, there's a couple of new Junkrat ones. There's a bunch of new McCree ones, because they had Matt Mercer in recording for
the
Blackwatch story. So with that, they also had him record a whole set of new lines for the Lifeguard McCree. So and including like it says something different for the ult, and like it's really cool. I dig it a lot. And they added a bunch of stuff for this
you like
patch.
It don't you?
I haven't spent money on loot boxes in a real long time, guys.
How long does this event go for?
It goes 30th. To the 30th. Yep.
Okay, cool.
And the they added the new PvE mission.
It's pretty fun.
It's a lot.
It's
of
way
fun.
Better than last.
That's
we actually went back and played last year's, and we're like, this is like an hour long.
Yeah, that was.
Did
the,
they bring back Uprising?
The
oh, I loved Uprising.
No, if once you play this new one, you will not want to play that other one.
Yeah, because last year they had Uprising, and that was the name of the event. Now they're calling the event Archives because the way Overwatch has decided they're going to do it, just every year they're going to repeat the same events, just change them slightly. So there's always going to be a Halloween, a Christmas. There's going to be
Chinese New Year.
And instead of, you're not going to have Uprising every year, it's just going to be Archives. And it's always going to be
set in the past.
Some mission set in Overwatch history. So like Uprising was Tracer's first mission in Overwatch.
Yep.
And this new one, Retribution, is the Blackwatch mission where everything kind of went crazy. And
because Reaper gives zeros. And Moira's just like sassy as crap. Her voice lines cracked me up in that.
There will be more than one character that I will have to play as to be able to do any good in this one.
Yeah, because
this one you've got Reaper, McCree, Genji, and Moira.
So there's
two.
And Genji is actually Genji's crazy fun to play in this.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like Genji. I'm not very good with Genji. My friend is a Mercy main, and she just hates everything about Genji on principle. And she had to do it for one of the achievements. Like, you have one of the achievements is to complete it with all four characters.
Yeah.
And so she played Genji on one of them, and basically what ends up happening, like, you turn into a slap shot or a slap chop machine.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Genji is, if you kill something with any of your abilities, all of your abilities refresh.
So I thought that was just during his ult.
Nope.
Huh. Did they change it, or am I just remembering Genji wrong?
Remembering Genji wrong, I suppose. Because, basically the way I would play, just throw some shurikens, like do the alt fire to get him kind of low on health.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as one of them is low enough to slice through, you just kind of slice through the group. You kill one, you turn around and slice through the group again.
Yep.
And you just kind of keep going. It's really
reflect
fun.
Flex some bullets if you need to.
Right. Yeah, it's just super fun being a human slap chop machine.
Yeah. And it's just really fun.
Yeah,
those were always some of my favorite stuff. Was the PVE stuff?
Yeah, it's just like a nice different Overwatch.
And this one is like Mandy said. The first thing that struck me was how short it was compared to Uprising.
Yeah.
Not that it's like any less content to it, but it is just less stuff.
Which I like it honestly.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about Uprising is when we played it in arcade. When you could pick whatever character you wanted.
Oh yeah, the all heroes mode.
And just putting it in Bastion,
Oh gosh, yeah.
They, and just be like, this doesn't take long at all. Turret mode.
They reintroduced the all heroes mode. And same thing.
Yeah.
You can do Bastion and Orisa.
Mm-hmm.
The
game becomes much easier.
We had a pretty good one, and it was like, I don't even remember. We had a Mei, and that way you'd freeze the stupid assassin or the dude that would try and plow you. Yeah, we would just freeze them, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that's the only way we played. We beat it on Legendary, but the only way we were able to do it was with Mei.
We were playing on Hard, and we had it. All we had to do was get in the aircraft. Maria's TV shut off, and she died at the bottom, and we went to res her, and then Zenyatta, and she was Mercy. And I died, and then another died, and the last person died.
Because when the aircraft comes, two heavies drop.
Oh, my God.
And the heavies have a Junkrat ult doesn't even, like, it takes a third of his health.
Yeah.
Gross.
Whale.
Yeah, the heavy has a dumb amount of health.
It's like there's an enemy in Far Cry 5 that every time I see it, I just get real mad because they don't die.
Yeah, the heavy, like, it's not bad to deal with, like, whenever it normally comes out because it's just one.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really, like, in the harder difficulties, you have to really be careful because he will shred you to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Reaper tears him apart. And McCree can also do quite a bit of work to him.
Just have to, like, focus fire on him.
Yep. And you just have to make sure, like, whoever is, you know, he's aiming at has to move fast.
Fire every gun upon that man.
Because, yeah, the thing shreds you just in, like, 2 seconds is all it takes in the harder difficulty for you to die. So, like, McCree has to roll. Like, everybody has a good escape mechanism to, like, hide away from the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to do it. Like, you have to either stun him with McCree and roll away, or, you know, Moira can fly away. Reaper can do the same thing. Genji can just kind of reflect and dash out.
Yeah.
You just have to be really careful to do it as quick as possible because he tears you apart. And, yeah, like I said, McCree does a whole lot of damage. Not McCree. Reaper does a whole lot of damage to him because he has a big old head.
Yeah.
And, you know, the McCree shotgun headshots.
Yeah.
Lots of damage.
That assassin is what gets me all the time. I'm like, ah, she's on top of me!
Oh, yeah, and in the hard difficulty, she's like, if McCree's not super quick with that stun,
you're
screwed.
Yeah.
Assassin rips you to shreds. Anyway, it is super fun. And, yeah, I know you two haven't been on in a while. You should definitely get on and try this one.
True. I'll probably update it tomorrow sometime.
Yes.
Because it is.
Si, senor.
How big of an update?
It's like, it's a pretty big
one. It's a pretty big one.
I'm also probably, like, I haven't turned my computer on in a while, so I'll probably have multiple updates.
Because, like, I did it for the, I did an 18 gig on my PS4 not too long ago, and that was, like, a week or two ago.
Oh, okay, it's not that big.
I need to update my
PS4,
It's
probably still, like, 20 minutes, though, just get that 30 ready for, minutes.
Yeah.
It took me, like, 15, 20 minutes to update mine. And, yeah, I think it's, like, it's under 2 gigs, but it's because they added a bunch of stuff, including, like, the new balance changes for Reaper, May, and Doomfist.
Didn't they nerf D.Va, or is that not yet?
Oh, yeah, they nerfed D.Va, too.
Yep.
And they nerfed, they nerfed D.Va, and they nerfed Zenyatta. Yeah. Now, that D.Va nerf was extremely necessary.
The D.Va main disagrees.
I'm just like,
this sounds familiar from the Mercy controversies from maybe about a year ago.
That's me, too.
Yeah, no, D.Va got to a point where she could instantly kill a Winston. That's not okay.
No. Whatever. You know who needs to be nerfed is Baguette.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bridget?
Yeah.
That's
Bridget.
Not her name
Brigitte.
Either. It's Brigitte.
Brigitte is...
Brigitte. I just call her Baguette because it's way easier. And her butt needs to be nerfed like nobody's business. I'm getting so mad right now.
If she has a team that's any amount of trying to support her, she's a little busted.
God.
I'm going to have several updates because I don't think I have a version of the game that has Brigitte in it.
Mine does.
I haven't been on my PC in a while, though.
Yeah, that's I've noticed. I'm only a little sad about it. But yeah, it's a fun update. You guys should try it. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't been in Overwatch in a while, jump back on at the very least just to play these PvE missions. Mm-hmm. They're not hard unless you play the harder difficulties. And it is fun, and it gives you a ton of information about the Overwatch lore. And, I mean, that's always my favorite thing whenever they give us more story information since they neglected to give us that in the first place. So, yeah. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you all next time.